Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matthew Dowling of the 51st Legislative District in Fayette and Somerset Counties. Representative Dowling, welcome to the report. I understand that you are indeed joining us this week from the March for Life in the nation's capital in Washington, D.C. What are some of the sights and sounds going on around you there, and what's the March for Life really all about?
I am joining you today from the corner of Constitution and 12th Street in Washington, D.C., where the rally itself is just about wrapping up, and the march is going to be starting momentarily. The thousands involved will be marching from this point down to the building which houses the Supreme Court. The March for Life is an annual event, a pro-life celebration, if you will. And right now, there are a number of guest speakers who have just wrapped up, as well as some music that's been playing throughout the morning.
And did you have the chance to see anybody else from southwestern Pennsylvania at the rally this year?
Well, I was able to catch up this morning, actually, before the official walk began, with a group of constituents from southwestern Pennsylvania representing the Diocese of Greensburg, Bishop Melissick, as well as a number of youth were with that group. And I'm hoping to be meeting up with some others from southwestern Pennsylvania here in just a couple moments before the march kicks off today.
And of course, what this is all about is the rights of the unborn in the United States. And this has particularly become an issue in Pennsylvania recently, in that there's been legislation that successfully went through both the House and the Senate last year that would actually limit late-term abortions. How did that legislative effort wrap up, and what do you see coming for this in the future?
Well, you know, I will tell you that the legislation you're talking about is Senate Bill 3, which eliminated abortion on pain-capable fetuses 20 weeks or older. The bill passed the Pennsylvania House 121-70 in December, but unfortunately was vetoed by Governor Tom Wolf despite the overwhelming bipartisan support. I know that those within our caucus, as well as in other caucuses who are pro-life members of the House, will continue to work to move forward bills like this that will give voice to those who have no voice, who are unborn constituents of the Commonwealth.
And of course, this is a huge event with people from all over the country. What's the theme for this year's March for Life?
Well, this year's theme is Love Saves Lives. And this is the 45th annual March for Life. So 45 years they've been doing this. The movement has continuously grown each year. These upcoming years will be crucial towards our nation's fight against abortion. Seeing that we now have a pro-life president fighting alongside us, I'm just very charged up and energized to see the movement here, to see the numbers here that are helping to call attention to legislation that needs to change both at the federal level and at the state level.
Is it your hope that we're going to be looking at additional legislation in Harrisburg this year, or is this something that we're probably going to have to wait for a new administration or a new governor in Pennsylvania to get action on?
Well, you know, I know that we're going to keep fighting as pro-life legislators to move things in the right direction. Unfortunately for Senate Bill 3, I don't know that we'll see that again until we have someone different in the governor's office to help us to pass that. But there are other pieces of legislation that would help to move our pro-life agenda forward that I do hope to see before the end of this legislative session.
Well, we look to hearing more from you next week. I understand that the House is back in session. Representative Dowling, thanks for joining us from the nation's capital.
Thank you so much. I look forward to being back in session next week. We will be taking up more important legislation, and we'll be recording a new edition of the report to tell you how things took place next week in Harrisburg.
Representative Dowling, thanks for this report, and tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Matthew Dowling.